The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 583.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and I'm so happy that you are here and we get to spend some time together on this fine day. Let's dig in, shall we? I thought maybe what I would do for today's show, because I haven't covered it for a while, is talk about how I grew my first business from zero to $1 million in 19 months. You know, people ask me about it all the time, and I think you're going to be excited to hear that I hadn't a clue what I was doing. If I can do it, you can do it too. And I'm going to give you the exact steps or the exact kind of secret ingredient for doing this. Because in hindsight, you know, after you do something, you can look back and you can go, okay, that's how I did it. And in hindsight, I feel pretty confident in saying the way I did it is how everybody does it. But most people don't realize that this is how they do it. And so they don't know enough to share this with you. You know, have you ever talked to a mentor or talked to an expert and been like, what's the secret? What's the secret to how are you doing it? And they give you an answer that sounds like, I don't know, I just did it. I don't know, I just do it. We just do it. Or worse, they try to give you an answer because they're trying to help. So they give you a bunch of action steps like, well, I got on LinkedIn and I searched keywords and then I did this. And then they think like that's the secret to success. And so I hope you enjoy this story because this is the real secret to success. So here's what happened. I had been living overseas for a very long time and I came home and I really didn't have any resume or any qualifications to do anything. I was completely unemployable, really. That's kind of the long and short of it. And so I started working in the film industry. I started writing, and I was an assistant director and a script supervisor. And the film industry is pretty hit and miss. You either get up at 3 a.m. to make your set time and work for some director who may or may not be a nice person, or you are completely unemployed and waiting for the next gig to come along. And it was right about this time that I went to one of these in-home party plan events. And I had been overseas forever, so for me this was like so much fun because I hadn't been to one ever, you know, for a decade. So I thought, okay, this is going to be a blast. So I went and I was like, wow, this is cool. Like, people make money this way. I could hardly believe it. And I thought the products were great. And so I ended up signing up because I thought this would be something that I could do in the side while I was working in film and subsidize. The hours would be different. It would be a way to subsidize. But again, I knew nothing about nothing. Like, I literally had been living out of a backpack for 10 years and banging around, and then now I was not in any industry that had to do with marketing. But I did know brain training. I had learned brain training way back when I was 19 years old, which is a whole other story, but I really learned the ins and outs of the brain and how it worked. So I started working, started this business, got my little kit and read the manual. My upline was the person who sponsored me into the business. She was not very reliable and not really kind of didn't have her head in the business. So I read the manual. It said in the manual, book parties, go to your party, and three times during the party, the beginning, the middle, and the end, offer the business opportunity. So for those of you that don't know, you could make money just selling product in a direct sales company, a party plan company, but the real money is made when you sponsor other people into your team who are also selling the product. So I thought, okay, well, this isn't rocket science. I can probably figure this out, right? This is figure outable. And so I started doing parties. And I was new to the area because I had been overseas, so I didn't really know that many people. But my sister and mother lived in town, so they booked a party for me. And then the person who was doing my hair booked a party for me. And so I started doing these parties, and I read the manual. I trained myself. So tip number one is I kept saying to myself over and over and over again, I can figure this out. I can figure this out. This is not that complicated. I can figure this out. I can figure this out. I can figure this out. And anything you want to accomplish, you can figure it out. If anybody has ever done it before, you for sure can figure it out. And even if somebody hasn't done it before, it's pretty likely you can figure it out. So tip number one is start saying that to yourself. I can figure this out. So I started doing parties and I started offering the opportunity. And sure enough, lo and behold, people started signing up. And not a lot of people, but a few people. And within a few months, I had signed up a few people. And not my sponsor, but somebody further up the food chain called me and said, Dana, you're doing really well. Like, this is great. You're right out the gate. You're doing a good job and congratulations. And I just want to let you know you are on target to be the fastest person to ever get to the executive director level. So I thought, wow, that's kind of fun. I love that idea. And to be an executive director in that company, you had to personally sponsor 15 people. And at that point, I think I had sponsored two or three. It wasn't very many. To beat the record, I would have had to do it in 6 months, sponsor 15 people. And I got kind of excited about the idea. I thought, well, good, finally a goal to assert. You know, I like to have a goal to go for. This will be fun. I think I can do this. I'd love to beat the record. I guess I'm more competitive than I realized in that moment, right? So I started sponsoring people and I started going to parties and I wanted to talk about this, but I felt like an idiot saying, hi, I'm the fastest growing executive director of all time. Like, it just felt slimy and like I was bragging and I was embarrassed to talk about it. So what I started saying instead was, this is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. You should come on board. You should sign up. This is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. Now's the time to join. This is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. You should really come on board. This is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. You want to be a part of this team because we're the fastest growing team in the history of the company. I'm not kidding. If I said that once, I said it 10,000 times. And the best part was when people signed up for my team, they heard me say it so many times, they didn't know any better. And so they said it. And so all of us were saying, this is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. And we literally had zero evidence that it was the fastest growing team in the history of the company. But it just made sense to us. We were the fastest growing team in the history of the company. And I understood brain training. So very early on, almost immediately when I sponsored my first and second person, I wrote Train Your Brain, what is now known as Train Your Brain. And I trained it to every person that came on my team. I helped them to understand what you think about is the single most important thing in building your business. And none of us knew what we were doing. None of us knew what we were doing. But we knew that. And we had a mantra that felt good and was exciting and it was fun to be a part of something. This is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. So tip number two is get a mantra. I happened across my mantra by accident. Literally by accident. I was too embarrassed to say I was the fastest executive director, which, by the way, I never attained. I did not break the record to be the fastest executive director in the company. But lo and behold, 19 months later, we were the fastest growing team in the history of the company. We went from zero to $1 million annually every year in 19 months, and we shattered the previous record. The fastest anybody had ever done it was 3.5 or 4 years. And that was my immediate sponsor. So they were counting our sales in to have that record broken. So it was unheard of and never had been done before. And in fact, if you had asked somebody in the company, is it possible to go from zero to $1 million in 19 months? I would venture to bet everybody would have said, no, it's not possible. So you don't need to know what you're doing. You don't need to have a marketing plan. And furthermore, you're going to like this. You can do everything wrong and still do what most would say is impossible. I didn't know anything about direct sales or marketing or selling. You know, most party plan businesses, you have a gift for the hostess. We gave no gifts to our hostesses. I told everybody on my team, don't give a gift. And the company gave some kind of little sponsorship, but I trained everybody. You don't need to give any gifts. People are just crazy to book these parties. They're going to book them anyway. We didn't play any party games. No booking games. I didn't do any kind of sales recognition. I didn't have a newsletter for my team. We didn't even know how to demo most of the products because we were just going by the training manual. We'd never seen a live person demo anything until I was at the executive director level. I'd been in the business 6 months and my team, all of us, none of us had ever seen anybody else in the company. We all just were making stuff up, like from the training manual, trying to be creative with our demos. We knew nothing about nothing and about nothing. I'm not kidding. Absolutely nothing. But we were excited. We had a powerful mantra. We had the idea that we could figure this out. We understood brain training. We were having fun. Everything we said ended with, it's so easy. It's so easy to book parties. And so, or began with, it's so easy as the case may be. Oh my gosh, everybody wants to book parties. It's so easy. This is so easy. I can't believe how easy this is. Then the final thing, the third thing that we did that we were very consistent in, everybody was consistent in, was that we focused on our successes. And we only talked about our successes. So when we would get together or talk by phone or even think in our own heads, it was a constant fest of, here is the list of things that are going right. Wow, this is going right and that's going right. And you know what happened today and this is so exciting and here's another exciting thing. And this is so easy. It's so easy. It's just crazy how easy it is. So if you need a mantra, like we had the mantra, we're the fastest growing team in the history of the company. If you need a mantra and you can't think of one, just use that it's so easy one. Combine it with the, I can figure this out, this is so easy, I can figure this out, this is so easy. And what happened was record-breaking, zero to a million in 19 months. Because of sheer brain training, 100%. I mean, really, I didn't know anything marketing, anything how to do a business right, any of that stuff. And so, if I can do that, you can do that too. And in direct sales, we have a term for that kind of mentality, and it's one of my favorites. And the mentality is ignorance on fire. You don't need to know what you're doing to be successful. One of my favorite mantras that we laugh about around my house here is, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. And if you can generate that kind of fun and excitement and enthusiasm for your business, that is going to be 1,000-fold better than any marketing tips or strategies or ideas you've got. That brain training, that enthusiasm will get you there. And how do you do it? You start right now with those three things. I can figure this out. It's so easy. I've got my daily mantra. It's so easy. I'm focusing on my successes. It's already working. I'm on my way. We're doing it. We don't know what we're doing, but we're doing it. just imagine if you said nothing but those seven sentences every single day over and over and over again. Why not make it fun and light and easy all the way to $1 million and beyond?
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.